You mentioned AZ-6474 Zactima. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and what we know about it?
6474 is one of these dual inhibitors. It's purported to have anti-VEGF as well as anti-EGFR. It's a small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitor, and it appears to inhibit the VEGF receptor at lower concentrations, and you actually need a slightly higher concentration to inhibit both the VEGF as well as the EGFR. So I think there are some issues with this drug in terms of how it's being developed and how it's being used. Is it really being used at doses in which you probably aren't getting much EGFR inhibition? You're mostly getting VEGF inhibition. Whereas if you use the higher dose, you probably are getting both. And so I think that there are still some questions about this particular drug. 2171 is a VEGF inhibitor. And that is actually in a interesting trial design with the NCI of Canada, where they're doing a kind of phase 2/3 trial. They're entering a bunch of patients, I think 150 patients, in a phase 2 design, looking at a time to progression endpoint. And if they meet that time to progression endpoint, they will transition from a phase 2 trial into a larger phase 3 trial that will have about 600 patients on it. Obviously, they have a data safety and monitoring board that's looking at toxicity issues, and I think they should be looking very closely at the issue of hemorrhage and bleeding and those sorts of things. But that drug is an interesting drug. It is combinable with, I think they're using carboplatin and paclitaxel in that trial. And so it's a very interesting design and certainly an interesting way. Now, whether or not progression-free survival benefit always translates into a survival benefit in lung cancer, a bit of a shaky assumption there in most cases, because that isn't necessarily always true. But that's the signal that they're going to rely upon to either stop at phase 2 or go on to phase 3.